Welcome to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I am your host, Hannah Davis from Cookeville Regional Medical Center. And today I have Randy Todd, founder of the Quit for Life Smoking Cessation Program, with us in the studio. And we are going to talk about the New Year's resolution to quit smoking or using tobacco. Randy, how are you?
I'm great, Hannah. Thank you for inviting me. Let me clarify one thing. I didn't found this program. Actually, a group of doctors at Cookeville Hospital and the Dean of School of Nursing at Tennessee Tech founded this program, and they put out a call for volunteers to help with the smoking cessation program. So there was me and about 12 nursing students showed up, and so that's how we got started way back in 1992.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So you were like a founding member of the
founding, yeah. An old guy, yeah.
No. Founding member sounds much more, you know.
Okay.
No, that's great. Well, thank you for being with us today. And Randy, let's just talk a little bit about you for a second. The Quit for Life Smoking Program, I mean, you told us a little bit about how it got started, but what led you to be a volunteer? I mean, tell us about your smoking journey.
Okay, Hannah, many, many years ago, I started probably dabbling with cigarettes when I was about 12 years old. And by the time I was 15, I was a full-blown smoker. And come to find out, it only takes about 3 cigarettes a day for 3 weeks, and boom, you're addicted for life. And so I got addicted at a very young age, which most people do. About 90% of smokers or tobacco users or nicotine users, I should say, about 90% of them get started by the age of 18.
Wow.
And 99% by the age of 26. So we all get started young. So I got started young, and I'd smoked for about 20 years, and I really, really got tired of it. And I wanted to quit, and I tried quitting on my own, and I failed every time. And come to find out, 90% of the people that try to quit smoking on their own or quit any kind of type of nicotine on their own, they just can't do it. We need more.
Yeah.
And so my wife, she encouraged me. I called it nagging at the time. She called it encouraging. She encouraged me to attend this class at Averitt Express. They were having a American Lung Association program at Averitt Express here in Cookeville, and it was open to the public. And Elise, I love you. She was our facilitator, and she walked us through the American Lung Association's program. It's an 8-week class, and lo and behold, after smoking 20 years, I was able to quit, and I've been quit ever since. And I was so grateful to that I was just so thankful, Hannah, and I thought, you know what, Randy, it's time for you to give something back. So I got to thinking, okay, how can I give back to our community? And it finally hit me that if I could figure out what the greatest problem that we had, that the least amount was being done to it, that would be a good thing to put my efforts into. So it finally hit me one day. I'm not very smart, so it took me a while, but it finally hit me one day that way back in 1992, tobacco was a huge problem. Back then, there was more than 300,000 people dying every year from tobacco products.
Yeah.
And it's gotten even worse. Nowadays, it's 480,000 Americans die every single year from nicotine products, tobacco. And so I thought, well, nothing back then was being done about it. My mother-in-law and father-in-law, they grew tobacco on our farm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just, you know, prevalent. But nothing was being done about people dying from tobacco products. So I thought, well, you know, I'd been quit for a year, so I went to Chattanooga. Fleet Guard was good enough to pay my way and go to Chattanooga and go through the facilitator's training course for the American Lung Association. And I did that, and I came back. And you know, it must have been a God thing, because about then the call came out from the community saying, hey, the doctors had started a free clinic on the 6th floor of Cookeville Hospital back then. This is way back before 10 care or anything.
Yeah.
And they saw the need to serve the underserved. And so they started a free clinic on the 6th floor, and they saw that the biggest need they had was tobacco. And actually, we've had some doctors come in and talk to our classes since then, and they told us that if it weren't for tobacco, that Cookeville Hospital would be a one-story walk-in clinic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a big 6-story building.
Yeah.
And so tobacco was a big problem. So they wanted a smoking cessation program, and they put out that call. And like I said, I showed up, and about a dozen and a half nursing students showed up. And,
yeah.
And that's how we got started, and we've been going ever since 1992. It's always been, you know, Thursdays, And that, well, it actually started on Saturday, but it's been Thursday forever. And so it's Thursdays.
And now you have a teens class.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit more later on the show. Okay. But yeah, so it's grown and there's a need for it. And so how long have you been at the hospital again? Tell us that again.
We're in starting our 27th year this year.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. That's older than you are.
Stop that. It's not true. I'm a little older than that.
Yeah, she's 28, y'all.
Yeah. So let's talk about, you just said smoking is the leading cause of preventable death in the U.S., and it causes over 480,000 deaths per year. And that is up from the 300,000 you just said. So, you see it's still a problem. Mm-hmm. So there really is no better New Year's resolution than quitting this habit. So let's talk about reasons why people should quit smoking.
Well, first of all, Hannah, it's absolutely the very best thing you could ever do for your health. If you're using tobacco products, if you're dipping or vaping or smoking or whatever, cigars or hookah or whatever, if you're using nicotine products, quitting nicotine is absolutely the very best thing you could ever do for your health. On the average, it takes somewhere between 12 and 20 years off your lifespan, you know? And when you're young, you think, well, you know, we're all going to die sometime, right? But you know what? I'm 65 years old. And when you get my age, you know, another 20 years sounds really, really good.
Yeah,
it's the difference between seeing your kids get married and possibly your grandkids get married and actually having to see your grandkids get married and hold your grandbabies one day and your great-grandbabies. So it means a lot, you know. So, yeah, it takes a lot off your life. And dying's not the worst thing, you know. It's the suffering that leads up to it. Had a lady call me today, and she said she watched her mother die from COPD. She watched her father die from lung cancer. And she said, I've been smoking. I'm 50 years old. I've been smoking. She said, it's time for me to give it up. And I told her, you know, I tell anybody, hey, you got nothing to lose.
Yeah,
I mean, the worst thing is going to happen if you try to quit and you don't make it. You're going to be smoking, and you're smoking right now. So you got absolutely nothing to lose.
Really
but
try.
Look what you've got to gain.
You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm here with Randy Todd, founding member of the Quit for Life Smoking and Tobacco Cessation Program. And Randy, let's talk a little bit about how do people quit smoking or using tobacco? What are your steps? What are your what are your steps and advice to them as they quit smoking?
How do you do it, right?
How do you do
how
it?
How do you quit smoking?
How do you quit doing anything?
No, yeah, really. Well, you know, Hannah, the stages of addiction, which is what we're talking about, because nicotine is a very, very, very addictive drug. It's just as addictive as heroin or cocaine or meth, the opioid. It's just as addictive as any drug. And a lot of studies say it's number one, the most addictive substance known to man. And I don't doubt that. But like any addiction, it might be caffeine, it might be whatever. But it's actually, I liken it to having a brain disease. Because it's like having brain cancer, because addiction takes over your brain. And our listeners out there, the ones that are using tobacco, and they're saying, no, that's not me. Well, yes, it is you, because it only takes 3 cigarettes a day for 3 weeks, or the equivalent amount of spit tobacco, or the equivalent amount of vaping. If you take in that much nicotine in 3 weeks, you're going to be addicted for life. And it's just like having diabetes. Once it's in your brain, you can't get it out. And so it's an insidious disease, and it's ongoing. And so the very best you can hope for, and you listeners out there that are diabetic, you know what I'm talking about. As long as you maintain your treatment, you know, you take your prescribed medicines, you take your prescribed diets, and you follow your treatment, you can live a long and normal life, hopefully. And the same way with people that are addicted to drugs. If you find your treatment and you stay in treatment, you can be clean and sober for the rest of your life. However, just like a diabetic, if they leave off their treatment for their diabetes, they're going to get sick and eventually die. In the same way with an addict, if they get off of their treatment, they're going to go back to using, because that's the default for an addict, is to relapse. It's not natural for an addict to be clean and sober. So you got to find treatment and get into your treatment and stay with it, and you can live a long and clean, healthy life. But as far as addiction goes, it starts out, the first stage of addiction is denial, you know? And most of us deny, we stick our head in the sand, and we deny that we even have a problem.
Yeah.
But you know what? The second stage is bargaining. Okay, so hopefully some of the listeners out there are somewhere between denial and bargaining. First, you deny, I don't have a problem, I'm not addicted. Well, the second stage is, well, maybe I am, I can't quit these things, but you know what? I'm going to quit tomorrow. Well, guess what? Those 480,000 Americans that died last year, every one of those were going to quit tomorrow also. You know, they lost their chance. But if you're hearing this program and you're hearing me and Hannah, you still have a chance.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Don't wait. So the second stage is bargaining. And then once we get you past the bargaining, we get you in the class. And that's where you get into depression and anger. Of course, everybody knows when you quit smoking, you're going to be sad and mad at the same time, right?
That's good.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's healthy. That's a healthy thing. So we get you through the sad and the mad and finally get you to the fifth stage, which is acceptance. And that's when you're okay with it. That's when you live with it and you don't miss smoking, you know.
Yeah.
We think smoking's our best friend. Come to find out it's your very worst enemy. It's stabbing you in the back.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
But how do you quit? Your answer is how do you quit?
How do you quit?
Okay, I don't know. No, I don't.
That's so funny.
99% of us, well, those of you that are listening to me, you know what I'm talking about when I say Mark Twain said it's easy to stop smoking. I've done it 1,000 times. Well, yeah, it is, you know.
Yeah.
But 90% of us, or more than 90% of us, we need something more than just laying it down and quitting. You just can't lay it down and walk away. So most of us need a class, and that's where our class comes in. And that's why we've been going strong going into our 27th year, because the class is needed. And I'm telling you, there's something about the power of group. You can talk to any professional, and they'll tell you the power of the group is just amazing. And that's what does it. It's the power of the group.
You have support.
It's support. It's education and it's knowledge, because knowledge is power. And it's teaching you what to do and what not to do in order to be successful. For example, you can learn to drive on your own. Nobody has to show you, you know. But you know what? You don't need to hit the interstate the very first day you try it. You need some lessons. You need training. And so we just don't give a 12-year-old the car keys and tell them to go to Kroger's and get us some milk, right? Because it wouldn't work out too good. But you take a student, you put them through driver's ed and teach them, or mom teaches them, or dad teaches them, or big brother teaches them how to drive, and then you gradually ease them into it, and they can be successful.
That's good.
And so that's what the class is all about. You come in there, and we love to say, Hannah, our favorite saying is, don't quit, just come. You know, we're not going to take your cigarettes away from your spit tobacco or whatever, your jewel away from you the very first night that you come in, because we want to encourage you to continue to use while we teach you what to do and what not to do. And that's why the class is so successful. I liken it. I've always said this. I liken our little program to like a sugar-coated 12-step program. I mean, if you know 12-step, you can see the kind of the steps in between. But it's really the Freedom from Smoking program that we use from American Lung Association is a sugar-coated 12-step program. And so we're going to walk you through it. But the best thing about it is it's successful. How do you quit smoking? Well, first of all, you set yourself a quit date, and hopefully it's going to be 3 or 4 weeks out. So you set yourself a quit date 3 or 4 weeks out. It's good to write your reasons down why you want to quit, because you always want to hang on to those reasons. And one thing you need to know is that no matter what, the urge will pass whether you smoke or not. The urge will pass whether you smoke or not. And then find a substitute, you know, cinnamon products, water, exercise, walking. All these things, when the urge comes, the urge will pass. So all you have to do is do something positive. Take some positive action and let the urges pass.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back. You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm your host, Hannah Davis, and with me is Randy Todd, founding member of the Quit for Life program, and we are discussing the New Year's resolution to quit smoking. This could be your year. And so with that, we're going to talk a little bit about how to stay tobacco free. Now, you've quit smoking, you've made that commitment, you've bargained and done all the things, and you've went to the class. How do you stay tobacco free? What encouragement do you give your class members or the people that come and talk to you about this?
Well, first of all, Hannah, you got to get in your mind that the urge will pass. The urge will pass whether you smoke or not, or whatever it is. If you're trying to diet, the hunger urge will pass. So the urge will pass whether you use or not, and it'll go away all on its own. So that's good. You have to get that in your mind. You want to write your reasons down. And so hopefully you're going to get yourself a little plastic baggie, a little Ziploc baggie, and you're going to make yourself a survival kit. Like, get yourself some cinnamon products. We don't know why, but cinnamon really helps to kill the craving for a cigarette or for nicotine products. There's something about cinnamon that really helps. So you put you some cinnamon products in your little survival kit. We always have encouraged the use of patches, the nicotine patches. They work great. I know people say, well, I tried them, they didn't work. Well, listen, the patches work, but they're only going to take about 15% of your addiction away from you. You know, they're not the placebo. They're not the panacea. They're not going to cure everything. It's not the magic pill that we would all love to find. But patches really do help. So get yourself some nicotine patches and put the patch on and put it on a fleshy part of your body. And when the craving comes, rub it. And it seems to help a lot. And put it on a different part of your body every day. So patches help. Doing something positive, because addiction is a very negative thing, and the way you fight a negative thing is with something positive. So either put your body in motion by walking or whatever you enjoy doing physically. Drinking water, there are 7,000 chemicals and chemical compounds, Hannah, in every single puff of a cigarette. 7,000 chemical and chemical compounds. Yes, and 70 of these compounds are known to cause cancer. So it's no wonder that smoking or tobacco causes one-third of all cancers. One-third of all cancers is caused by tobacco products, y'all. So drinking water. Water can help flush all that poison out of your body, all those tars and all those bad chemicals out of your body. So when the craving comes, drink water. Pop your cinnamon mints. Walk or exercise.
Those are some great tips. Like, those are some great ways to truly stay tobacco free, to try to keep it going. Anything else?
And just know that the urge is going to pass whether you smoke or not.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about it is every time you deny the urges get further apart. And when they do come, they get shorter and shorter when they do come. So they get further apart, and when they do come, they get shorter and shorter. And so that's how we defeat this thing. And I've always heard 21 days to make a habit, 21 days to break a habit.
Yeah.
And I told you earlier in the early segment that 3 cigarettes a day for 3 weeks and you're addicted for life. And there's the 21 days. But also, when you're trying to quit, you just tough it out for 21 days and it'll get much, much easier. I'm telling you. Yeah. Everybody knows you're going to be a booger bear when you do quit. And that's okay, you know, because you're getting your life back.
Yeah.
So the prize is well worth 3 weeks of inconvenience.
So what is the most common question or maybe a misconception that's out there about smoking that you answer?
Well,
you hear even
one thing that scares me is there's so many people smoking light and ultralight cigarettes, and they don't realize that light and ultralight cigarettes are more dangerous than the full strength cigarettes, because the only difference between a light and ultralight cigarette and a full strength cigarette is the perforations in the filter. And so they put a lot of little tiny microscopic holes in the filters for the lights and ultralights. So you wind up sucking them much harder and much more frequent than you would a regular cigarette. And so you actually wind up harming your lungs much deeper.
Oh, wow.
So stay away. Yeah, stay away from the lights and ultralights. Come to find out that they are even more harmful than the regular full-strength cigarette.
But even more than that, quit smoking, right?
Well, the best thing to do is quit. And
but
you
if
know,
you're going to, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people are turning to vape. You know, and if you're an adult and that's what your answer for, you know, well, knock yourself out. But I'm here to tell you, it's better to do nothing. It's better just to quit all of it. No nicotine products. You don't need the gum. We don't even like gum because people get addicted to it and stay addicted to it. We like the patches, but the patches are just temporary. I've never, in all the 20-something years we've done this class, I've never had anybody get addicted to the patches. So stay away from all nicotine products when you do quit. Stay away from the vape. Stay away from the gum. Stay away from the e-cigarettes. Stay away from any substitute other than the patches temporarily.
I feel like I hear a lot, you know, quit, don't switch. Don't switch to something else. And so vaping is definitely becoming a hype right now, and people are taking, but as far as studies go, you don't know what's really in it. You don't know. They're doing studies and things on that now, but we don't know what is in it. So that's
right, Hannah. And the early studies that are coming out now is scaring me to death. Some studies are even saying vaping is worse than cigarettes. Mm. I don't know. But what really scares me is there's a monster loose in our kids right now. And what it is, Big Tobacco has figured this out, that, you know, fewer and fewer people are using tobacco products like spit tobacco and smoking. So they figured out that this vape is the next big thing. And so they've bought into these vape companies Big Tobacco has, and they know how to market to our kids. And that's what's going on right now. Our kids.
It looks fun and the flavors look fun. And
Our kids are just taking to it like wildfire. And we have a youth class that meets from 5 to 6 at the hospital, and we are getting more and more children in there.
You're listening to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm your host, Hannah Davis, and I'm here with Randy Todd, founding member of the Quit for Life Smoking Tobacco Cessation Program. And Randy, we were talking a little bit about teens. You have that class for teens. Tell us when you meet again.
Yeah, the youth class, I'd like to say teens, but we have a lot of...
Oh, I'm sure it's changed.
We have 5th, 6th, and 7th graders in there. Yeah, preteens. But anyway, the youth and parent class meets from 5 to 6, and it's an intervention class. And so moms and dads and parents and guardians out there, if you have a child that you think needs to come to our class and get some education about vaping, you bring them on, because our class, if you volunteer to come, it's totally free. If you come through the school system, if your child gets cited through the school system, it's $150 that they have to pay for the class. However, if a parent or guardian comes for all 8 classes with the kid, they get $100 of that back. We kind of use the carrot and stick approach, because we want the parents and guardians in there too. We want to get them educated. It doesn't do a whole lot of good to help educate the kid and send him back in the same environment.
Yeah.
So that's why we want the parents to come. But
so what are the trends that you're seeing in the younger population? I mean, we talked about vaping. So is vaping the biggest problem?
Oh, vaping. Yeah. I had a new class start last Thursday. I had, I think it was 28 kids in there. And one was in there for smoking, one was in for dipping, and 26 in there for vaping.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, it's spreading like wildfire through our children right now. And the perception the kids have is that it's harmless. It's only water vapor. It's not going to hurt you. It's just fun. But the reality is, it only takes very little nicotine use, and you're addicted for life, Hannah. And so Big Tobacco knows that. And they also know if they don't get those kids before they turn 18, the chances are they're not going to get them. So they got to hurry up and get them. That's all the flavors.
So what can you encourage parents to do? What do parents need to be looking at, or signs of that their kid may be into something that, like vaping? I mean, what are you seeing, or what is your advice for that?
Well, my advice is, parents, number one, your number one job as a parent is to protect your children. That's your number one job. So you need to be involved. You don't need to be their best friend. You need to be their protector. And so talk to your kids. Watch your kids. just be alert. Just be alert and talk to your kids. And when you do find out that they're vaping, seek help. Bring them to our class. Like I said, if you volunteer to come to our class, it's totally free. If you come through the court system, it's free. The only time they have to pay is if they get cited at school. And we take that money and turn around and reinvest it into trying to educate our kids at school. So we use that money that they pay to reinvest in our kids back into school programs that we use. And so I encourage you to bring your kids in. And you can contact me. You can call me, Randy Todd, at 931-261-4305, or better yet, if you go to crmchealth.org and look on our webpage, look under community health, and you can find out all about our program. Hannah, you can call the hospital and talk to Hannah, and Hannah will be glad to hold your hand, and she knows everything, and she'll lead you to it.
Everything, no, not quite. Well, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for your words of encouragement. I hope listeners have heard you and your voice and your story. Tell us one more time how we can get in touch with you.
Don't quit. Just come, y'all. It's Randy Todd, 931-261-4305. That's my cell. But the easiest way is just to go to crmchealth.org and look under the community events web. What do you call it? community events.
Yeah, community health and events.
Yeah,
and you can
there
find
you
the
go.
Page there.
See, I told y'all, Hannah knows everything, y'all.
Well, from all of us here at News Talk 94.1, we thank you for listening in. And thank you, Randy, for being with us again and sharing your knowledge on kicking the tobacco habit. This is Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm your host, Hannah Davis, and we will see you back here next Thursday.